the way you want to play to get the victory?
We showed a mature team, you know, to come out here and, you know, on the road, you know, and focus on our game plan. Our game plan was starts defensively. And if we do that, you know, we give ourselves a chance. And we did that early. No matter if the shots was falling or not, I felt that our energy and our effort was great and our focus was good. So, you know, come out here, get a good road win. You know, after, you know, two tough ones in Portland and Utah, you know, it was pretty good.
It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of effort. It's the front side of a back-to-back.
Yeah.
You're going to do it again. Got to do it tomorrow. How difficult is it to crank that all the way back up?
Well, I mean, the energy will come from the Staples Center, you know, and, you know, playing the Lakers. So, you know, as, like I said, like you said, it's obviously it's back-to-back, but, you know, we all look forward to it. We want to end this road trip strong, so we look forward to coming out with a hopefully the same effort. You can't control if the shots going to go in or not, but you at least want to bring the same effort and focus, and that's what we're going to look to do.
Is there, playing the Lakers, even with their struggles, still bring the same excitement as usual does going to L.A. going to play?
Yeah, no doubt. And plus, we, you know, we want to win, just like they want to win. You know, we're a team that, you know, obviously is a measuring stick for a lot of teams, and the Lakers are always going to be a measuring stick, you know, because of, you know, who they are and what they have, who they have and what they've done. So, you know, it'll always be, it'll be a tough battle because they're, you know, they're competitors. And when we come in the building, you can throw the records out. And so we, you know, come out and get out of it. Maybe two good teams going at it, and, you know, hopefully we come out with a win.
Wait, was there some carryover in a positive way after the way you guys lost in Utah, the way you guys came back and won tonight's game so decisively?
I just thought we showed, you know, maturity as a team. You know, we took a day off yesterday to kind of clear our minds a little bit. We came in this morning, had a great shoot around, and, you know, we came out and we executed that game plan, was to come out here and, you know, really get out there on the defensive end, and we was able to do that.
What can you say about LeBron?
Your initial thoughts when they put that team together in L.A.? Were you shocked they were able to do that?
Shocked the Lakers able to put a team together? Never. But, you know, your initial reaction is, I mean, obviously they're in the most dominant center in the game today, you know, with Dwight. And, that, you know, that makes them tough. You know, it's just a lot of stuff takes time to put together. You know, this is not easy. You know, what we've been able to accomplish, what Boston was able to accomplish, it hasn't been done much. And so we understand and we know, you know, the struggles. But we also know that when it starts clicking, you know, we know how good it can look.
I mean, tomorrow they're going to announce the All-Star starters. Is that still a big deal? Or after, you know, so many, is it just sort of another day in the schedule? I assume you feel you know you're going to be voted in, but is it still a big deal as a player?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, anytime you, you know, you're voted in by your fans, you know, it's a big deal, you know, from the support that they give you. And no matter what, you know, they always with you. So, you know, to look at it and say, you know, I've been in the NBA 10 years and I've been All-Star 9 of those 10, you know, it's pretty
To have that run going at your age still to sort of be automatic, does that mean something to you?
It means a lot. You know, like I said, I think I've built a fan base. I've built a respect from the fans from that standpoint. So, you know, every time I go to All-Star game, I just try to represent them. And hopefully, you know, they're proud of who they sent in.
Wayne, what can you say about LeBron scoring the 20,000 points tonight and 5,000 career assists in one game?
It's awesome. I answered it already three times, so
I missed it before.
No, it's great.
What you guys did in hereafter and sort of celebrated, what was that moment like?
No, we just congratulated them, you know, as a team. There's so many guys that, you know, could be in this locker room and congratulate him from his Cleveland days. You know, teammates that, you know, obviously he gives a lot of credit to the team. You can't do nothing without. This is a team sport, but, you know, individually, I mean, he's, you know, I think the biggest thing is he's been very durable. And, you know, what he's able to go out there and do it at a young age, you know, at 28 years old. So he probably would have had it sooner if he didn't decide to come down here to South Beach. He might have had it, you know, a lot sooner. But, you know, it's just a testament to him as a player.
You're going to get to that mark, I would assume, someday, or about 4,500 away. Do you envision that?
Yeah, one day. I mean, I've never envisioned it before, but, you know, when you start getting there and you start getting those, you know, 5,000, 10,000, 15, you know it's a special group to be in. You know, I remember watching Paul Pierce and Ray Allen and KJ, all them guys kind of go over that mark, you know, together. And, you know, we'd like for myself and Chris to go over that mark. Chris a little bit ways away. But, you know, a lot of hard work, we'll get there one day.
Listen, LeBron came, you guys started 9-8. It took a while to get it going, but you couldn't have expected the Lakers to. I know it probably was going to take some time, but I'm sure you're shocked by the way this started.
Well, you obviously you don't expect it. You know that they're going to have their ups and downs. You know, you don't expect them to, you know, to be as far down in the Western Conference as they are, but You know, that, first of all, that Western Conference is very good, man. You know, the teams at the top is very good, and, you know, they weren't waiting around for the Lakers to figure it out. You know, they was getting out of it early. But, you know, like I said, you know, with that talent they have, with that guy at number 24 that they have, anything is possible with that team. And, you know, if it clicks, you know, they're a very dangerous team. You know, right now they just trying to still figure it out.
Wayne, you and LeBron had another one of those long-distance alley-oop connections tonight, and after you threw one 90 feet to him, I assume you imagine you can get it any time. But what is that moment where you know you can let it go from long distance and it's going to be caught in the rebound?
Yeah, man, it's a quick read. You know, I'm obviously I know that he can go catch a lot, but my job is to not make him have to go do nothing, you know, just go up and get it. So just put the pass on the money. But I'm just reading the defense and seeing how they plan them. I'm not trying to get them hurt. So if I see somebody try to take them, you know, out, I won't throw it. But, you know, we both make each other look good on that play. So we do it a lot, but I got excited after the second one. It was kind of nice.
It was in traffic.
Yeah, it was in traffic. It was nice. So he made me look good, and I make him look good on that.
And you both had another of those 50% nights. You still got that going between the two of you a little bit. It looks like he pulled up a three-pointer. He's trying not to go under.
As much, yeah. You know, we pride ourselves on it, and you know, obviously, I think we both earned the right to be able to shoot any shot that we want to shoot. But you know, we don't. We try to stay within the offense and the system, and you know, making sure that you know we take high quality shots. And you know, some nights it's going to be more than others, but you know, we still stick to that.
You see, the Lakers could be dangerous. You see them kind of like sleeping, maybe
sleeping. Not, I mean, Giants, but I don't see the Lakers ever sleeping. You know. From that standpoint, but I mean, more so of them just slowly getting on a roll and putting wins together. You know, as we get into this, you know, this part of the year now, you know, it's going to separate teams. You know, the good teams are going to take off, and the teams that's not competitors are going to fall, you know, a little bit, and that's when they can creep up, you know, and get a position. So I'm not rooting for them, but it may sound that way, but I think that they can turn it around over there, and that's why we got to go here and take this game like, you know, they're the Lakers of old, and not worry about their record at all, because it doesn't matter, you know, especially when we come in town.
And you guys are a potential team that, like, they beat you guys, it could change their whole season. Right?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's been a couple, you know, obviously as a fan of the game, watching certain games, it's been a couple games that I said, you know, watching them play, said if they get this win, it can turn this season around. And they wasn't able to capitalize on the ones that I thought. But, you know, obviously if they get a win, you know, versus us, I mean, it's, you know, it's a great win. You know, we get a loss versus them, we understand that that's a tough team. You know, we know it. So our job is to go out there and try to play our best and not worry about what struggles they've went through and who's in the lineup. We got to go out there and continue to try to get better as a Miami Heat, because we got a lot of work to do as well.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.